Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And Rod.
And we're so excited to be on our show and to have you here tonight. Thanks to our wonderful friend Jackie and to Don and Doug and the BBS staff for getting this going so beautifully and so well for us. Now, you know Rod is a trans channel, which means he is totally gone. No consciousness left here. And the being who is most appropriate for those on the call will come through. And there's a lot of different ones available. It's over 100 beings so far over his career. And we get no advance notice because it does depend on the energies of the people who are present tonight. So Rod will leave, and the being for this show will come through. I will welcome the being. And then we will take questions in order of call-in. The call-in number, in case you're on the listen-only line, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. So, is everyone ready? Let's go.
Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you.
May I ask your name?
This is Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, welcome. Thank you so much. It is wonderful to have you here for our show. We're very, very, very grateful. Good. I believe David's going to let us know when we have a caller. So in order to get started until we have someone with a question, I wonder if we might focus on some health information.
Well, let's talk about roller coasters.
Roller coasters, okay.
I hope everybody's been enjoying the roller coaster ride of the day. It's been quite a ride.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it has. It really, really has. The energies are up and down and sideways. And
that they are.
Every other way.
Yes.
And how is that?
Yes, yes, he'll tell you.
Yes. Jazz is our cat for you, all you listeners, and he is a very advanced being. He works ley lines and carries energies and is a multidimensional traveler, a very interesting cat to live with. And yes, he has definitely been feeling the energies and showing
sure.
it. And he's not shy about showing it. So, can you tell us what's going on for many people at this time that people, listeners, might relate to?
At this point in time, if there were a time,
yeah.
At this point, you are having the opportunity to create the template for what you want to occur for the next 19 years.
Wow.
So choose well.
Oh.
Choose carefully, choose well.
So would that be a template not only for health, but for the other parts of our lives as well?
All parts of your life.
All parts.
Yes.
So that would mean relationships and finances and health and living our lives with ease and grace, if that's our choice.
If you choose that.
Yes, right.
Some of you like a little more excitement, don't you? Yeah.
Well, we're working on having the ease and grace be the major element.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I think most of our listeners would probably prefer ease and grace generally as well, is my guess.
Many would.
Yeah. Okay. And people who are not experiencing ease and grace in their life right now, they still certainly can create it for the future.
They can choose that at any point. Mm-hmm. Any now, they can choose that.
And some people are probably dealing with some things that certainly don't feel like ease and grace. Is that part of clearing up old energies or something else going on?
everybody is choosing how they want their life to occur, the next time, and they're choosing that right now.
Right now. So that's really important.
It is to be aware of that.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes. What is special about the 19 years?
It's the cycle.
Okay.
One of the smaller cycles.
Okay. And just happens to be on Earth right now? Or is it universal in the galaxy?
It happens to be the cycle for Earth right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is it part of the Ascension program?
It's part of the development program.
How we develop ourselves and the planet.
Yes.
So
all the above.
Okay. Are the animals conscious of this or simply feeling the energy? What's going on?
They feel the energy.
Okay.
And they feel them very directly. More than you.
More than we do. Okay. But they're very much in the now. They don't have the 19-year picture.
They don't have that picture now. Do they feel the energy? Absolutely.
Yes. Certainly our cat does. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
2 days ago, he was the most starving beast on the planet and got 4 big helpings of food, and yesterday hardly ate until later.
That is true.
Good. Okay, how is this affecting people's bodies and health issues and so forth?
Having the opportunity to choose now how they want that to be. So it's something of good.
Okay.
Do they want it to be sparkling, wonderful, lovely? Or do they want it to be challenging?
Okay.
Some people really like the challenge of that.
I've noticed that. Yes, and there are people, I know of people who are having health challenges that seem pretty serious to them.
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about your life with Jesus and when you were on the planet? How that played out?
That was a very intense life cycle.
Yeah.
A lot of joy.
Yes.
And really good. Manifested money, food, and all of it. Sustenance, if you will.
Okay, everything you needed.
Everything I needed. Everything the family needed,
family.
Because I was the primary ancestor for the girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. And you had children after?
That's it.
Uh-huh. And Jesus did, yes. Yeah. How many?
3 girls.
3 girls. Okay. And where did you go after the so-called crucifixion and all of that?
To the south of France.
What a lovely place.
It is. Gorgeous.
Good.
They grow wonderful things there.
So I've heard. Yes.
Wonderful. And they're just delicious.
And make wonderful wines from them, too.
That is true.
Good. Some people are experiencing what's called autoimmune diseases, where supposedly autoimmune means the body is attacking itself. Can you address anything that would be helpful to people experiencing this now to help them move to a better place, if possible, if they choose?
Anyone can always choose to heal at any point in time. There's no set requirement on you have to jump these hoops and say the right words and all of that. No, you can just simply choose, oh, I want to be well.
Okay.
And manifest that. You can, anyone can.
Yes. So the intent and the choosing are the strongest?
Absolutely.
Places to be in. Yes, okay.
Absolutely. And if someone prefers the drama, continue to have that.
Yes. Drama, including sympathy and tension and pain and whatever else is involved in the individual.
Depends on how wild they want the music business.
Okay. If someone is in a place where they don't quite believe that intent and choosing would be the way to go, if they want something better, is there any advice you can provide or information you can provide that would help them move to a better space?
They will simply remember that they are dealing with love.
Oh.
They will simply remember that.
Okay. Okay. So that also would include self-love.
Absolutely. And would that they be dealing with love?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Are most physical discomfort issues emotional at basis rather than manifesting physically first?
The physical is a result of the consciousness.
Okay.
And the consciousness is to some degree everything, but the emotional.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's the chain of events.
Okay. So if someone seriously wants to address their issues, would it be wise for them to look at whatever emotional lack in clarity, whatever issues they or suffering from emotionally, or in fear about, or pain, emotional pain?
That's the place to start. They may need to go deeper,
okay.
But certainly that is the place to start.
Okay. I'm sure you know that my book came out in January that addresses emotional pain and issues from childhood, teenage years, and so forth. And I meant it as a self-help book. Would it be of value if people are serious about addressing some things they're carrying from early times?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. Yes, for those of you who don't know, that book is on our show page. In the lower left corner, it's called Katya, C-A-T-Y-A. And it has a rainbow and a pot with red hearts coming out of it on the cover. And is available easily on Amazon. And not expensive. I made it inexpensive so that people who are serious can get help without having a financial issue about it. Is there anything else you can share with us about health or healing or any specific that would be helpful maybe to those who are present?
Sometimes. Not often necessarily, but sometimes someone needs to do a soul retrieval.
Mm.
And that's often the case when somebody, when you lead your life, and you come to a place where you experience something so traumatic that the only way you can move past it is to tear out a piece of your soul and leave it there.
Oh.
Then later on, you know, that, oh, hey, I'm not, all of me isn't here. I'm home. And that's why people do soul retrieval, is to reclaim, reintegrate, reattach those parts of themselves that they left behind.
Oh, okay. Okay. And are there methods or a method for doing that? Do you need a facilitator?
There are several methods, but yes, you need somebody to help you do that.
Okay.
Could be a shaman, could be a healer, could be a teacher, but somebody to help you do that.
Okay.
And there are many different modalities. The host of a modality to do that.
Okay.
So, okay. For example.
All right. And then it would be of value to find someone who says that's one of the things they do as their gift, and someone that they feel comfortable with. But that should be very important.
Yes. Because when you do this, they're able to know that.
I would think so.
Right.
Okay.
So, yes. Comfort with whoever is going to take you on this journey is extremely important.
Okay. Is it normally done in one session, or are there so many different modalities that it can be whatever the pattern is?
Depends upon the modality, but often it can be done.
Okay. And I would think people would come out changed as a result of the session.
They do.
Feeling more whole.
And stronger.
And stronger.
Yeah.
More confident.
More confident.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And clearer about the direction that they can take in their life and move forward, if that's an issue.
If that's an issue, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes it is an issue.
Uh-huh. All right. When I personally meet someone that my discernment says that they are holding back or not fully present or pretending to be somebody that doesn't feel quite authentic to me, and other people I'm sure have this experience as well, are we sensing then the possibility that there's a piece of the soul left back?
Oftentimes that is the case, but not always.
Not always. Okay. What else could it be? If I'm speaking with someone, I'm feeling that they're not, just my own intuition, that they're not fully present or not fully there or not really being their authentic self. What are the other possibilities?
Right. There are many, but let's look at that.
Okay.
What if they're less than rich?
Okay.
If they're less than courage, they're not going to be willing to be out there, show up as who they are, et cetera.
True.
So to you, it might look like, oh, there's something missing. Well, yeah, there's something missing, but it's not.
Okay. It's just that they haven't stepped up yet to being their authentic self.
Yes.
Okay, at this point, let me give the call-in number again in case anybody's in listen-only mode on the different phone numbers for listen-only or asking a question. The call-in number for questions is 888-627-6008. And anyone who's interested in a personal session or a group session channeling from Rod, let me give you two phone numbers for that. These are also on the website. But if you can write them down, then you'll have them. One is a toll-free number, 877-716-3488. That's 877-716-3488. And the other number for a personal or group session with Rod would be 808-821-9606. That's 808-821-9606. And if it's not answered at the moment, just leave a message and you will get a call back as soon as possible. Okay, could we move into any news that we have about the progress on the humanitarian funds, humanitarian projects, the abundance that's coming onto the planet, and any news about what's happening currently to progress all that forward?
Much is happening in that arena.
Good.
And you're going to see what you refer to as the project move forward. Before summer.
Before summer. That's not that far away.
It is not that bad.
Very exciting.
It is right coming down the pipe.
Okay.
As I was going to say.
Yes, okay. Okay. Is the Humana system through that? And Susan, is that part of that along with other sources? Are they one of the
That is part of it.
Sources?
And they're set to do a good job.
That's my sense.
Yeah.
And they've been having to deal with a great number of difficulties to get to this point. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, great courage on
that. We congratulate on that persistence and interest.
Okay, good. And then there are other sources of the abundance that's coming in, so it will come from different directions and different avenues. Is that true?
Correct.
Can you tell us anything else about any of that at this time?
Blocked a few years ago.
Great. Like, probably on a daily basis at this point?
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. I have a website for anyone who's not aware of that, www.prosperityprojects.org, where if you have a project, that's one of the places that you can submit it for future possible funding. It's a free website available to anybody who has a project that will benefit humanity, whether it's started or it's something that you want to start and need funding for. And many of the people who have listed there have also listed with the Zap and Susan for the Humanist group. It's my understanding that Humanist is being run out of Canada, based in Canada, is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a reason for that?
People are more comfortable with it.
Okay. It's going to be easier to roll the funds out there and do that from a Canadian basis.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're also working with projects all over the world. That's just centered in Canada. Okay. Very good. Is there any news about the change in governance that could bring us up to date? Anybody who's not completely up to date on what's happening with the United States corporate government and the new setup that is coming?
Whoa, where do you want me to start?
It's a big subject, I know.
Yes, it is a big subject.
Yeah.
There will be much joy for many of you when you realize that the changes we've been wanting in governance are upon you.
Uh-huh.
They are here. They're not being advertised as such at the moment.
Right.
Because they want to roll this out very smoothly. Very smooth.
Yeah.
So it will be done without a lot of fanfare, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. At some point, will the emergency broadcast system be used to make some major announcements, or will that be a little too public, because it'll come out in general?
It will, but the announcements would basically be go here for them.
Which would be website?
Website and places to call.
Okay. It's my understanding that some educational videos have been made in the past, looking toward using them coming up current time, about real United States history, real Earth history, real political information, financial information, so forth. Do those exist? I'm planning to use them.
There will be much information coming out this year. Not only information about the new government, but about the changes in the banking system.
Yes.
That are taking place, and mostly taking place in it. There's a little bit left to do, a lot. About the cooperation that people have the planet, that is the current. Everyone should be ecstatic about that.
Yes.
Because what we have, I mean, right now, with cooperation, not war.
Yay.
I think you've had enough of that, haven't you?
Oh, I've had more than enough as far as I'm concerned, way more.
So, this is a thing to celebrate.
Yes.
And it's here.
And coming out.
Yes. Okay. And the information about that is coming out. So, it is coming out.
Yes, I've seen quite a few leaks in the major mainstream media, things that they might normally not announce that they are putting out little by little. That's correct?
Yes, they are putting out. In spite of the powers that do not like them.
Yeah. And the powers that be are soon to be the powers that were.
Correct.
Okay. I've read reports about a number of bankers around the world, quite a large number, being removed in one way or another, or actually resigning their positions, or in some way being taken out or taking themselves out of their career path, if you will. Those are correct, pretty much, those reports? Okay. And it's my understanding that the election in November will not take place as we have had in the past. It will be, different.
And it will be different dates in November.
It will be in November. So that's been pretty well determined. Yeah, okay. And it's supposed to be announced the date of 120 days ahead of time, roughly? Okay. Are the voting setups for each community to be different from what we've had in the past? In other words, are they getting rid of the machines? Are they going to use paper ballots? Are they going to be sufficient for everybody to vote without long lines, that kind of thing?
Voting will not have the possibility of being great.
Very good. Yeah.
Will it take perhaps a little bit longer, the process of voting? Yes, but not much.
Well, paper ballots always take longer to count than just hitting a button on the machine.
Sure.
But then you don't know if the machine was correct. The paper ballots can always be recounted and recounted and recounted to make sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is it's going to be an honest system that people can trust, which is different from, of course, the recent past.
That's a nice way to put it.
Okay. Well, yes, there's been some very bad stuff that's been done. And if people are not aware of it, there's been huge manipulation in the numbers. And
manipulation? I think you could say corruption.
Corruption, yes.
Yes.
Massive corruption, particularly in certain areas.
Correct. And not just in the U.S.
So I understand that parts of all the world have challenges in this area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
People have not been able to trust the voting process.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. What about the whole concept of free energy, Keshe Foundation, what are our future looks like as far as energy needs being met?
There are going to be a number of technologies that have been held back from you by those who are not of the light coming forth to help you now.
Uh-huh.
And energy is one of those areas.
Good.
Feelings of others.
Yeah.
So there's going to be much help available soon.
Excellent. Will we be able to have free energy in the sense of some kind of a black box or a system of some kind for each household, each building to supply the free energy? With or without being connected to a grid?
It won't be limited to any structural setup. You can have it for the individual houses. You can have it for communities. You can have it for nations.
Okay. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, may I have your first name, and would you give us your question?
Hi, Mary and Rod. I'm Mary Magdalene. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. It's beautiful.
Oh, you're so welcome. We love it.
I wanted to ask, during this time, not quite sure how to phrase it, I'm feeling stuck, but at the same time, maybe it's just a waiting period. Is there something that can be done during this time to, I don't know, heighten our awareness or our readiness to be able to help as soon as we're able, have the resources or to have things line up, if that makes any sense at all?
Of course it makes sense.
Dear one, you are not stuck. You have been letting go of the template that you've had for the last 19 years. And that can feel stuck. But it isn't simply a letting go process. Does that make sense?
It does, yes. It's it's nice to hear that.
But right now you're in a place where you can make the template for the next 19 years in all areas of your life. It's quite an opportunity. I recommend that you grab it with both hands.
Okay. Is that like just feeling it in your heart and bringing up pictures, or is there something that's more more physical?
There are many things you can do. One, and probably the most powerful, is to see all those aspects that you're wanting to be in your template for the next 19 years. Another is to write them all down.
Okay.
It's all different aspects of your life.
And all aspects.
Write the story that you're going to live. Write the story that you're going to create.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Many blessings to both of you, all of you.
And to you, dear.
Okay, thank you.
So that would include the living circumstances, help, abundance, activity,
relationship.
Just everything. You're saying everything about your life. Describe it.
Yes.
Okay, the way you want it.
How you want that to be.
Okay. And to cover every aspect. Go ahead, Susan.
I was going to say that helps when you started, you know, breaking it down into facets. That helps.
Oh, good.
So I can imagine people who do this can write pages of what they intend.
Absolutely.
Now that sounds like fun.
It's a fun challenge, yeah. And dear one? Susan?
Yes.
Don't lean off the chalk process.
The what?
Sure, don't lean off the chalk. Be sure and use the chalk, too.
Okay.
What? I mean, I know what chalk is. What do you mean?
Can you... Oh, she knows what I mean. Don't you?
Sure, she does, yes.
Actually, I'm not sure if I understood what you said.
I said, don't leave out the chalk in the process of writing down and creating, putting out to the universe what you want your template to be like for the next time.
The talk, T-A-L-K?
No, chalk, C-H-A-L-K.
Okay, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah, chalk, right. Like on a whiteboard or blackboard.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you have another question, Susan? Or something else?
Everything's so up in the air for me right now. Everything, every aspect of my life. So I guess that gives me a blank canvas.
Congratulations.
No.
Excuse me, I know. That's lovely.
It's like it could be anything, and I could go anywhere, so that's pretty cool. So I guess I'll just wait for it to unfold as I write my story, or it'll be obvious to me. So, yeah, I'm not even sure.
Don't wait. Dive in. Get in there and get your fingers wet.
Cool. I'm a water person, and I love to swim, so I should be able to do that.
Okay. Let's go. Let's do it.
Very cool. I'm now inspired. Thank you.
You are most welcome. Most welcome.
Thank you. I will let you continue with your beautiful show. Thank you.
Most welcome.
Thank you so much, Susan, for asking.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, that was fun. Very enlightening. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Bye.
Yes. Bye.
Namaste.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful exercise for everybody who wants to create something really positive.
Absolutely.
For 19 years.
For the next thing.
Next year.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm hoping that all of you will do it.
Sounds great. Okay. So, at this point, is there any other similar kind of advice that you could offer to any listeners that would be of service to them?
I would invite everyone to do a meditation in which they visualize all the bonds that they have placed upon themselves, all the limitations, all the I can't, all the I shouldn't, all of that, and blow it to kingdom come. In other words, get rid of them. They don't serve you, never have served you. Let them go. Besides, is there a more trustworthy person on the planet than you?
No, everybody can be the most trusting person of themselves. If they'll simply go for it and accept it, right?
Exactly so. Exactly so.
Because each person knows more what's in really what's in their heart better than anybody else can know for them.
Absolutely true.
So you would include in that any fears, any holdbacks?
All of the above.
Any physical or emotional or mental limitations?
Yes.
Any financial limitations?
Yes.
Any
grandma said I was. all of this should blow them all away.
All right. That's another exercise people can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very helpful to write stuff like this, not just think about it, but actually take blank paper and write it down. Do you recommend that? For
many, many people, that is a much more powerful way for you. And so if that works for you, do it. Do whatever works for you. If you need to write it on the board in chalk, do it that way. If you need to paint it with your fingers, do it that way. Whatever way you really can connect to it the best.
Okay.
The connection, that's the important thing.
Connection. So you're really being honest with yourself as well and not playing games about what's really there.
Right. That's important. As you point out.
Yeah, okay. Because the only way to get real connection is through honesty and authenticity. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And intention.
And intention. Is intention almost the most powerful feeling that we can have when we're trying to manifest something? What would be the qualities of the manifestation process?
Qualities of the manifestation process? Oh, that's a good question. Okay, let's look at that. To manifest, we need to have the intention.
Yes.
That's key. That's number one. Have the intention that we want to manifest X, whatever X is. Could be more about national abundance, could be a new relationship, could be whatever. But the intention is you got to have that at the beginning. Otherwise, what is it you're manifesting? You don't know. So have the intention, yes. And then feel it. With your entire body. Your entire being, feel it.
Okay. That's where the emotion comes in.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And there are little things you can do to help you in the process of manifesting. For example, you can enchant a little bell, one that goes tinkle, 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 and tie it in a bush or a tree somewhere near so that you'll hear it when the wind blows.
Oh.
And every time you hear it, you know that what you're manifesting is coming.
Well, that's a very interesting idea.
It works extremely well.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you dedicate, a new set of wind chimes to hang by a window or by a sliding back door?
It's better if it's a smaller bell. Because people think that, man, you don't have to bend that.
Okay. So the bell. All right.
That's one thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can write what you want to manifest for you to the manifest and put it on the refrigerator so you see it every time you go to the fridge. That helps too.
Yeah. Okay. So
you can program yourself so that every time you take a step, you know that you're a step closer to having what you're manifesting.
Ah, so it's the constant awareness, the constant reminder.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that what you're saying sounds like to me is keeping your active, conscious awareness focused on what you're going to manifest.
That's
right. Okay. Okay. That sounds great.
I think you will find it is.
I am sure you are right. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else to add to the manifesting process?
Yes. Be in gratitude for it already having occurred. As you know,
yes.
Gratitude is very powerful.
Yes, it is powerful. Very powerful.
So if you will keep yourself in gratitude for what you're manifesting already being there, helps with it.
Okay. Okay. That sounds really like a wonderful formula.
It's a tool.
A tool, yeah. For getting the job really done. Well, we are very grateful, Mary Magdalene, for you being here, for all the beautiful information and answers that you provided. And we appreciate so much all that you do to help. I know that in some way you're helping everybody you can on the planet to step up and take hold of this very special time to
helping those who are there.
Okay.
To be there.
So that means for everybody who wants your help, be available.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And is there a process or a way that you can advise anybody who actively wants your help to do that something maybe they're not doing now?
If they just think of I'm going to be there. If they say my name, I will be there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much. And
you're entirely welcome.
Wonderful.
My pleasure.
All right. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, that is wonderful, Mary Magdalene. Just fabulous. And what a gift. We will be here every Thursday at the time that we are now, your time zone, whatever that is. For those of us here in Hawaii, it is 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And so we'll see you next week. I will be sending out a and more information about how to access the archives. And we look forward to seeing you next week. And have a wonderful week, everybody. Blessings and love from Rod and Mary.